lift your name on high. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today, we want to continue to speak about the Ark of Rest as we unveil Jesus and his kingdom system in the famous Old Testament story of Noah. Noah's Ark is a type of our dearest Jesus Christ. Just as the Ark saved Noah and his family from the trending destruction and sufferings, so does our Lord Jesus want to do for us now and in the future. This precious ark was to be made of gopher wood. Genesis chapter 6 verse 14 says, and I quote, "Make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and outside with pitch," unquote. Now the story of Noah is the only place in the Bible where this type of wood, that is gopher wood, is mentioned. Various people have said that gopher wood is the same as cedar or cypress tree. But the fact remains that gopher wood is used only once in the Bible in making the Ark of Rest, who is Christ Jesus. This fact speaks to the uniqueness of our Lord Jesus' body. You know, Jesus' body was not the normal one that humans have. Let me explain. Human bodies have sin in them, even from the womb. This is because sin is spiritually in mankind's makeup or heart. But Jesus' body was different because he had no sin in his makeup. Jesus' body looked like the normal human body, but it was not in terms of being a sinful flesh, although it looked like it. Romans chapter 8 verse 3 says, and I quote, "For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness," note likeness, "of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh," unquote. Yes, Jesus' flesh had no sin in it, although it had that likeness and was prone to sin, just like that of all humans. Beloved, the ark was made of gopher wood, which is unique because it is mentioned only once in the Bible. Hallelujah. That made Jesus' body an uncommon one as far as sin was concerned. Yes, it was human body all right, but had no sin in it because Jesus' spiritual heart or being was sinless, and that impacted his body as far as being sinful was concerned. Praise the Lord. And Noah was asked by God to make rooms in the ark. This alludes to what Jesus inferred in the upper room, that he was going to the cross and then to heaven to prepare a place or mansions or room for us. John chapter 13 verse 37 to chapter 14 verse 3 says, and I quote, "Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake." Jesus answered him, "Will you lay down your life for my sake? Most assuredly, I say to you, the rooster shall not crow till you have denied me three times. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Unquote. Among Jesus' upper room truths that he taught to his 11 apostles is the fact that he is the residence or the home of God and will be the residence of all who believe him, even if they first deny him, like Apostle Peter was to do by cockcrow. So, all mankind should not be troubled, even including people like Apostle Peter. You know, Apostle Peter verbally denied Jesus thrice, although he had walked closest to him, and Jesus had even exposed to him his glory on the Mount of Transfiguration. Thus, all mankind should now only believe that Jesus went to the cross and later to heaven to prepare them a place in him. This was so that he could receive them again to himself. Emphasis is on receiving them again to himself after his resurrection. You know, Jesus himself said that we should abide or live in him. John chapter 15 verse 7, Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 to 10. Beloved, you need to understand that on the cross, our dearest Jesus took away all the sins of mankind, past, present, and future sins on himself. And this included Apostle Peter's denial of Jesus thrice. It was so that anyone who had lost his place or room in him because of sin, including Apostle Peter, might get it back. Mark chapter 16, verse 7. You know, all humans once lived in Jesus in the eternal past. Psalm 90, verse 1 to 2, and Ephesians 1, verse 4 tells us that. This gracious provision for mankind included for Apostle Peter, whose sin of verbally denying Jesus thrice with cursing and swearing made him lose his place in Jesus. My friend, there is so much room in the ark of Jesus for all, including those who deny him like Apostle Peter did. How gracious our dearest Jesus is. Beloved, the Hebrew word that is translated rooms in the story of Noah is also the word for nest. Nest spelled as N-E-S-T, nest. In other words, the people in the ark who had taken room in the ark or in Jesus were to take it that they were as baby birds in the nest. You know, baby birds do not work. All they do is rest in the nest, close their eyes, and open their mouths wide. And mommy bird will put food and provisions in the mouth. Psalm 81 verse 10 says, and I quote, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Unquote. You know, from Egypt, God carried Israel as eaglets on eagle's wings and brought them to himself with the intention that they will embrace his kingdom system. Exodus 19, 4 to 6. So this is the kingdom posture that you have to take once you are in Christ Jesus who is the ark of rest. You close your eyes to the trending judgment in your society and open your mouth or expectations wide enough for God to do for you what may not be the trending blessing around you. Philippians chapter 4 and then verse 19. Yes, you rest in work, not from work, and God will take care of you. I'll say it again. You have to rest in your work, not from your work, and God will take care of you. Yes, you have to open your mouth or expectations wide, and God will fill it even to overflow for others to benefit from your blessings. Now, let us continue to talk about the kingdom order of rest. My friend, when you are in Jesus, there is rest in work, just as Noah and his family experienced in the ark. Even all the animals who entered the ark entered into rest in the ark. The Lord God let the kingdom order of rest settle on all the animals so that they just submitted to Noah and to one another in the ark. Wow. So there was no killing of an animal by the other, which was the survival of the fittest order under which they once lived outside the ark. But once in Jesus or the ark of rest, there was total rest for all. The lions never had to kill the lambs and the deer. The cobras did not have to sting anymore. A kingdom order of rest had descended on all. That is how to live, my friend, in Jesus, the ark of rest. Actually, the sign that you are in Christ Jesus, the ark, is that you rest for God to work. This is how the kingdom system is. My friend, even in heaven now, Jesus is seated at the right-hand side of God, which is a position of rest. And as he is, so are we in this world right now. 1 John 4:17. In other words, if Jesus is seated in heaven now, so should we be on earth now. This rest posture does not mean that you do not work. It rather means that you rely on Jesus' finished work as you do your secular or spiritual or domestic work, if you like. This posture of rest takes the work out of your work so that work becomes rest to you, and your focus and boast is in Jesus' work or his performance for you all the time. Hallelujah.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Now, let us continue to talk about this kingdom posture of rest. Now, we started unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ in the story of Noah and the ark. We will continue in this same vein, doing this kingdom task of unveiling Jesus and his kingdom system. This time, we are going to unveil Jesus' kingdom system specifically. We are going to learn how to behave in the ark or in Jesus. The last verse we were speaking from is Genesis chapter 6, verse 14, which says, and I quote, "Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch," unquote. As we have established, Jesus is the ark that saved Noah and his family from the flood, the suffocation, and the death that was trending in their world. And that is what Jesus does for us even now. He saves us from the judgment or problems that are trending in our current societies when we are in our room in Him. But there is a way you should position yourself in Him in order to enjoy all these provisions. You will notice that God told Noah to cover both the inside and outside of the whole ark of gopher wood with pitch or bitumen or tar, as in the Good News version of the Bible. This tar was slippery and waterproof, and so it prevented the waters of judgment from entering the ark to affect those who were in the ark. My friend, that is how safe you are from trending social, financial, relational, physical difficulties in our world today. Once you understand that you are in Jesus Christ, your eternal dwelling place. Now, with the tar of bitumen totally covering the ark, Noah and his family could not focus on the judgment, the suffering, and the death that were going on outside the ark. You know, the only opening they had was a little window set in the roof of the ark above. Genesis chapter 6, verse 16 tells us that, and I quote, "You shall make a window for the ark, and you shall furnish it to a cubit from above," unquote. The position of this window only made Noah and his family to see the sky or heaven, not the trending judgments around the ark. This means that once you are in Christ Jesus, God does not want you to set your mind on trending difficulties in society. To do that will attract those same difficulties to be visited on you. Now, this does not mean that you should not know what is going on in society or the world of unbelievers. Rather, you should not set your mind, and the word is set your mind on or concentrate on the evil things or the difficulties trending in society, God does not want you to meditate on them. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 to 6 tells us that your mental concentration and meditation should rather mainly be on the blessings of the kingdom of heaven above. Yes, those in the ark or Christ Jesus should mainly be looking through the window set in the roof of the ark, which focuses you on blessings that are according to God's riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. My friend, this is the kingdom mode or posture of operating. Yes, these blessings of the kingdom can only be seen in the kingdom word of the Bible as you focus on that. Beloved, I want to encourage you to think life and think blessings. Because when you are in Christ Jesus the ark, you should set your mind on the things of the Spirit, such as Jesus' sufferings for you and its attendant glories. These glories include righteousness, long life, health, prosperity, peace, exemption from punishment, favor, blessings, etc., etc. Your mind should not be focused on trending negatives that Jesus delivered us from, like sins, premature death, sickness, shame, poverty, confusion, death, punishment of sin, disfavor, etc., etc. It does not mean that these negatives will not flash through your mind, my friend. They would, but you should just not settle on them. This is because the Holy Spirit can only activate what Jesus delivered you from on the cross when you focus on the glories that you have from Jesus' sufferings on the cross. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, Philippians 1, 19, and 1 Peter 1, verse 11. So operate, my friend, in the kingdom way once you are in Jesus the ark. Stop focusing on the negative things trending in the society around you. Once again, it does not mean that you should not know it. Rather, you should concentrate on the kingdom issues that you will see as you look through the kingdom word or the small window in the roof of the ark or Jesus, your dwelling place. You know, Noah himself did not deserve to be spared from the flood in spite of being a pure human breed. God spared him and his family because Noah rested on God's provision of righteousness by focusing on Jesus or the ark by building it all his life. Genesis 6 verse 8 to 9. I will say it again. Noah himself did not deserve to be spared from the flood in spite of being a pure human breed. God spared him and his family by grace. It is only because he rested on God's provision of righteousness by focusing on Jesus or the ark. And he did this focusing on Jesus by building it all his life. That is what you should do. Concentrating on Jesus Christ all your life as a believer and as a preacher. You know, there is no death in Jesus. So when you are conscious of being in Christ Jesus, all dead things in your life come alive to even affect your family. Yes, God does not want you to enjoy kingdom life of safety from trending negatives alone. He wants you to enjoy it with your whole family or household. Acts chapter 16, verse 31 to 32. And I quote, "So they," referring to Apostle Paul and Silas, "said, believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to all who were in the house." Unquote. Let us talk a little more about life in Jesus, the Ark of Rest. You know, Noah was instructed on the measurements to use in making the ark, as in the quotes I am just about to read to you from the book of Genesis chapter 6, verse 15 to 16. It says, and I quote, "And this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. You shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above, and set the door of the ark in its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third decks." Unquote. Beloved, the dimensions of the Ark of Noah in modern units of measurement were 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. This is arguably said to be the dimensions of the best of ships, but they are enough to contain you. That is why I want to end this session with this understanding, with this message to you that Jesus is enough to contain you. So, my friend, there is length, width, and height in Jesus, our dwelling place or ark. Please understand that the ark of Noah was enough to bear all the punishment or judgment that was going on in the world at the time. It was so that Noah and his family in the ark would be free from the judgments. This speaks of the suffering of Jesus Christ on the cross for mankind. He singularly bore our judgments, satisfied the justice of God, and finished the righteous anger of God against the sin of all mankind. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 14 to 17, John chapter 12 verse 31 to 32, and Revelations 15, 1 and 16, 17 tells us that. So now, the justice and anger of God is not against those who are in Christ, our ark. It is rather against all elements that try to visit suffering on those who are in Christ Jesus. Yes, my friend, you are so blessed in Jesus, your ark of rest, that even your faults are not outside him, but in him. Think about this. Noah and his family may have fallen in the ark when the strong winds and the floods rocked it. Remember that the earth's surface has more water than dry land. But all their faults, all the faults of Noah and his family, all their mistakes, did not take them out of the ark of rest and safety. That is your blessing in Christ Jesus, who is your current ark. If you sin or miss the mark as a believer, it does not take you out of the ark into the hands of the devil. A triple no. If a believer falls into sin, he falls into the everlasting arms of a merciful God for correction, not into the hands of the devil for judgment and destruction. Deuteronomy chapter 33 and then 27 to 28a teaches us that. I want to end this session, ladies and gentlemen, with this word unto you, that Jesus Christ is your ark, and if you are going to enter into him, you are going to be completely saved, not just in future, but even now, from all the trending judgments and society, and He is enough for you, my friend. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.